Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night.
Yeah.
A 50 motherfucker and I love to fucking fight.
Picture me rolling on my chopper on rims.
No love for the other side, don't need to be.
Hello, everybody. A little glitch there. But, let me see. Good night, good evening, everybody. This is the Phil and Bill Show. Bill's only doing Thursdays right now, but he should be here pretty soon. Maybe today. He mentioned he might stop. If not, he'll be here Thursday. But we'll see how it goes. See. Well, hello there.
Hey.
What's up?
Calling you from the frozen tundra where we have snowbanks that are over 10 feet high. And what is it doing right now? It's fucking snowing. What has it been doing all day? It's snowing. It hasn't stopped since this morning. It's been nonstop all day. It's still snowing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't take much more. Honest to God. It's like, it's not nice anymore. It's becoming destructive. It's too much. It's too much. And then, you know, we got to look at the spring. That's like 30 days away, which is going to thaw all this out. And we're going to have some major flooding.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty. Like New Bedford, which has one of the bigger seaports on this side of the ocean state. There's a lot of shipping and receiving that's done over there. But during the blizzard, they kind of got hit because that's kind of like the entrance to the Cape Cod area. And between the wind chill and the direction of the storm, they got over 5 feet of snow. The sidewalks, you have to dig your sidewalk out. The snowbanks are taller than the humans, so you can't see who's walking out the sidewalk. It's not funny anymore. It honest to God isn't. I feel like we live in Igloo City. That's bad. You know, it really is. There ain't nothing. It's pretty when it falls, but like when you got to drive in it and you have to live in it and you have to, like, our furnace froze up, the oil line, the lines outside got frozen. We had to have people come out in the middle of all that. It's a mess. It is. Anybody who likes this shit, wants to live in it full-time, God bless them, because I can't take much more.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't even know how to tell you. I don't even know how to tell you to up here today. I noticed Art was going to package it up and send it to you, but he can't get it done.
Say that again?
I said, I can't even tell you how the weather is here, because I don't want to, you know, you tell me to go do something crazy to myself or whatever, but 78 and sunny today.
Must be nice.
Could be a little cloudy tomorrow.
Must be nice. Well, I sent you a bunch of pictures of the snow. That's right from my backyard. My backyard and my front yard. All those pictures. Yeah, it's absolute madness.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, like, the biggest snowstorm I ever remember is the blizzard of 78. Because I was little and that was an extreme snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But from then to now, I think now is just worse because it wasn't all dumped in one shot. It's been days of snowing. We get a foot and then we get like 3 inches and then we'll get flurries that send 2 to 4 inches, then we get another friggin' foot and a half, and it just, it's accumulated to where it's at.
Wow.
Yep, the other day that storm brought the snow up to the top of my mailbox. I had a picture, and all you could see was the top part of my mailbox, and where I had shoveled out, and the snow line was even with the mailbox in the front yard. And the drifts are even higher. Lots of fun. When's the last time you shoveled besides a shovel for a sandcastle?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to figure out that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, shoveling snow ain't no fun.
Yeah. Have I ever told you about Bag Lady Sue?
No.
She's a chick that she gets dressed up like an old lady.
Yeah.
Well, Art said to tell you a good thing we don't have to shovel sunshine.
Tell Art I've had enough of his sarcasm over this week. He needs to be silent again. He's just hitting me left and right with all kinds of things on social media. He'll talk about the weather and then enter sarcasm about, you know, the East Coast has got to be smothered in there somehow, some way. Don't worry, Art. I'm following you. I know what's up. All week he's been doing it. And you too, for that matter. Christ, the two of you are in cahoots. And then there's another person, too, that's just shoving all that sunshine right up my ass.
Let me, really? Yeah, I'm still stuck on the sunshine one. Somebody else types something in there, but I can't read it right now. But what I'm trying to do is locate something before we get into that thing I sent you in the mail, but is anyway, know your rights. But
yeah.
Let me see if I can. While you're talking, we're talking. I'm gonna look something up here, but I don't know what's going on with this thing, man. It's crazy tonight. Must be the weather.
Oh yeah, I put my money on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. The Because the server that we run through is out of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
What's funny is, like, north of here, depending on where you landed on the fall line, didn't get as much snow as we got. Because we considered Cape Cod and the islands because of the, if you look at Rhode Island, if you blow it up on a map, you can see it's a series of all little islands nestled into a little bit of land. And when they say Cape Cod and the islands, that's all of us. And storms like to get trapped up in that little curve thing Massachusetts has got going on. And we just, when it comes in, we get hit hard. The nor'easters are even better when it's snow turn into ice, turn into rain. Yeah, those are even more fun. It's like, I feel bad for people living in tornado, you know, where tornadoes hit. That's just crazy. But I have seen some big storms in my day living on the East Coast.
Yeah.
My grandparents saw the bigger ones where cities and seaports and industry was just washed away due to the tides being high. And that was back in the day before they had hurricane barriers and walls, or the ones they had weren't sturdy enough, and it just, there's lots of stories and lots of bridges that are missing from getting from place to place in Rhode Island due to hurricane factors. There's been lots of bridges that have had to be rebuilt. So, yeah, it's, I mean, New England's fun and all. It's beautiful in the fall. It's can be fantastic in the summer with the beaches and everything, but, like, winter is no fun. It really isn't. There's nothing remotely fun. And it's funny because when I was younger, I loved the cold, loved the snow. I used to say I was going to go live in Alaska. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, was I crazy? No,
yeah.
I can't. The bones, they just can't adjust to it seems to, you know, call it global warming, call it whatever you want to call it. I don't give a shit, but it's gotten colder in this area over, you know, the last 25 years than it ever was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me times are changing, and I need to go live where the sand is warm all year round because I can't take it no more.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I was talking about, it's one of the reasons I didn't go back when I got out of the Marine Corps to Chicago. It's fucking cold.
Chicago's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I live...
My mom's sister sends me pictures of the snow just like you did.
Yeah.
And I send them pictures of everybody at the beach running around in swimsuits and bikinis.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll get your weather up to
the point where it's a nice ride up the coast with a slight breeze off the ocean.
Mm. The other day I got your weather update after 2 hours of hardcore shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
I might say I looked at it and got pissed off for the first like 10 seconds and then I had to laugh. But like I read it at the wrong time. I was covered in snow, looking like Frosty the friggin' Snowman with her head chopped off. Honest to God, I was just like pissed because of this snow, and I just went to town shoveling everything that had a pathway. I was like friggin' the abominable snowman coming in at a crash course collision. It was crazy. I looked at what I did afterwards and I couldn't believe I did it. I was like, I'm like, you get snow crazy. Yeah, all you see is this white shit everywhere and you feel like trapped in that there's nowhere to go. Yeah, it's
somebody
nuts.
Sent me a picture of a classic 74 Camaro on a 4x4 frame.
Oh, yeah.
With the caption that says, you might be a redneck. Four-wheel drive.
Did you see the one I had up today? It's like a 78 Camaro, and it's got a plow on the front of it. I had that picture up today. I was like, what the hell? Why? Why do people do this stuff? I don't understand it.
I don't know, but let me, just so everybody knows who Bag Lady Sue is, she'll be on here in a future show, but I'm going to play a little video so you guys get an idea of what she is and who she is. But she's a young woman who dresses like an old lady, and it's pretty funny because at the end, she takes everything off and everybody's amazed that she's what she is who she is. Here we go.
That's right, yes, man. I like that. You sound like a veteran. You a veteran? That's right, they know that. Yes, ma'am. Where's our veteran? Where's the veteran? Where's that gonna be? We got another couple of you? I'm looking there, boo. They ain't care a shit, boy. Them ones come on. You see a soldier. Everybody wants to support the troops. I do. I love them. I support them by giving them head myself.
Thank you.
to get on here.
Here's a better one.
Here, you want to go? And he'll be like, well, shit. I'd love to join you, but her mouth closes at 6:15. I can't hang with you, brother. I got to go.
Because they love this shit. And listen, you men, you eat the snatch, I'll bet you do. You better, because you're pretty. Don't listen. Pretty is not enough. You must eat the pussy. Just eat the beaver. You better say yes, or I'm going to fuck him in the ass.
I like that, too, but we'll talk about that later. I love the men. I love the men.
But the women, see, eating beaver is easy. Listen, you guys don't understand. You're a little confused, because I got one of my own beavers, and I wouldn't know how to eat one myself. But it's your job to learn this shit by the time you graduate high school. Because you want to own a woman's mind, you eat that snatch for her, you get it. And some men don't like to eat the beaver. They say it smells funny. What the fuck do you think it's supposed to smell like? It's folded up in my pants all day like a Christmas present. You fucking bikers take me to Sturgis on the back of Harley Davidson. You're too cheap to take for a fucking motel and a bar of soap. I gotta wash my snatch in a fucking creek. And you wonder why it smells like the salmon are running. Fuck you, Bella! That's right! Either get out of your wallet or lick the fishy snatch fucker. That's it.
That's it, Caribou.
Yeah, she's a real character, but good people. She's gonna be on here pretty soon. I'm not sure when to schedule it. We'll get it together with her, and then we'll see what happens. Pretty soon. Anyway, I'm not gonna stay on here too long. And wait for Stacy to come back, and then we'll see what what I was going to talk about was know your rights when dealing with police officers. Even though a police officer's worst enemy is a well-informed citizen who knows their rights, they hate to hear these words. Am I free to go? I do not consent. I'm going to remain silent. So just when a police officer stops you to stop you, a police officer must have specific reason to suspect your involvement in a specific crime and should be able to tell you the reason when you ask. This is known as reasonable suspicion. Police officers usually will pull you over for some type of traffic violation, which they did to me on New Year's Eve. Or maybe not use, you know, they said, basically it could be my license plate because of the tow ball. Well, now it glows in the dark. You can see it from half a block away. And maybe because you didn't use your blinker, or throwing a cigarette butt or a gum wrapper out of your car when it was reason enough to pull you over, ticket you for littering, and start asking all sorts of personal questions. Your rights during the traffic stop are the five things to know about protecting yourself from the police. Are you ready to go there?
Yeah. Yep. Hold on. Now I got to pull it back up. All right.
You take 1 through 5.
All right, number one, safety. The first thing is your safety. You want to put the officer at ease. Pull over to a safe place, turn off your ignition switch, stay in the car, and keep your hands on the steering wheel. At night, turn on the interior lights, keep your license and registration and proof of insurance always close by. Build a trust with the police officer. Be a good citizen. Be courteous. Stay calm. Smile and don't complain. Show respect and say things like sir and no sir. Never badmouth the police officer. Stay in control of your words, body language, and your emotions. All this takes practice. Try practicing with a friend. The idea is to get the police officer to understand that you're just an average, ordinary citizen and let you get on your way down the road. Never touch a police officer and don't run away. Number two, never talk to a police officer. The only questions you need to answer is your name, address, date of birth, and nothing else. Instead of telling a police officer who you are,
simply give him your driver's license, your ID card, all the information the police officer needs to know about you can be found on your driver's license. Don't volunteer any more information to the police officer. If he asks you any other questions, politely say, "Am I free to go?" And then don't say another word. Number three, I'm going to remain silent. The Supreme Court has made a new ruling that you should never talk to a police officer without an attorney. But there's a catch, new ruling. Before you're allowed not to talk to a police officer, you must tell the police officer, "I'm going to remain silent," and then keep your mouth shut. How can you be falsely accused and charged if you don't say anything? Anything you say or do and will be used against you at any time by the police. Number four, just say no to police searches. If a police officer didn't need your permission to search, he wouldn't be asking. Never give permission to a police officer to search you, your car, or your home. If a police officer does search you, don't resist and keep saying, "I don't consent to this search." Number five, am I free to go? As soon as the police officer asks you a question, ask him, "Am I free to go?" You have to ask if you're free to go. Otherwise, the police officer will think you are voluntarily staying. If the police officer says that you are being detained or arrested, say to the police officer, "I'm going to remain silent." Anything you say can and will be used against you. Police officers need your permission to have a conversation. Never give it to them. Never voluntarily talk to a police officer. There's no such thing as a friendly chat with a police officer. The Supreme Court has recently ruled that you should not talk to a police officer without a lawyer, and you must say, "I'm going to remain silent." It can be very dangerous to talk to a police officer or a federal agent. Innocent people have talked to a police officer and ended up in jail and prison because they spoke to a police officer without an attorney. Police officers have the same right as you, freedom of speech. They can ask you anything they want, but you should never answer any of it, any of their questions. Don't let police officers try to persuade you to talk. Say something like, "I'm sorry, I don't have time to talk to you right now." If the cop insists on talking to you, ask him, "Am I free to go?" The police officer may not like when you refuse to talk to him and challenge you with words like, "If you have nothing to hide, why? Won't you speak to me? Say again, I told you I don't have time to talk. And you right now, am I free to go?" If you forget or the police officer tricks you into talking, it's okay. Just start over again. And the police officer, "I'm going to remain silent." The Supreme Court has ruled that if a police officer doesn't force you to do something, then you're doing voluntarily. That means if a police officer starts being intimidating and you do what he asks because you're afraid, you still have done it voluntarily. Florida versus Bostad, 1991. If you do what a police officer asks you to do, such as allowing him to search your car or answer any of his questions, you are voluntarily complying with his request. So don't comply. Just keep your mouth shut unless you say, "Am I free to go?" or "I don't consent to a search." You have every right not to talk to a police officer, and you should not speak to a police officer unless you have first consulted with a lawyer who has advised you differently. Police officers depend on fear and intimidation to get what they want from you. Police officers might say, "We'll go easy on you if you talk to them," but they're liars. The government has made a law that allows police officers to lie to the American public. Another reason not to trust the police. So be as nice as possible, but stand your ground on your rights. Where do some of your rights come from? Read the Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Sorry. Okay, you're on deck.
Yeah, I just, I got a caller from 202, and I'm being told that that number is a scam number, so they're in the queue, but they ain't getting. I'm not gonna unmute them.
Okay.
No, keep going. I'm figure out who this is.
Okay. Traffic stops and your rights. First of all, keep your license, registration, and proof of insurance in an easily accessible place, such as attached to your sun visor. The less time it takes for you to get to these items, the less time the officer has to look through your windows and snoop. When pulled over by a police officer, stay in the car, turn on the cab light, and keep your hands on the steering wheel. Sit still, relax, and wait for the officer to come to you. Any sudden movements, ducking down, looking nervous, or appearing to be searching for something under your seat is dangerous. Just sit up naturally, be still, and try to put the officer at ease. Police officers like to ask the first question, and That usually is, do you know the reason I pulled you over? The police officer is trying to get you to do things, admit that you committed a traffic violation to get you to voluntarily start a conversation with him. Remember, the police officer is not your friend and should not be trusted. The only thing you should say is, I'm going to remain silent and am I free to go? The police officer might start asking you personal questions such as, where are you going, where have you been, and who did you see, etc. At that point, it's perfect time to exercise your rights by asking the police officer, am I free to go? There is no legal requirement that American citizens provide information about their comings and goings to a police officer. It's none of their damn business. Keep asking the police officers, am I free to go? You have to speak up and verbally ask the police officer if you're allowed to leave otherwise. The courts will presume that you wanted to stay and talk to the cops on your own free will. Passengers in your vehicle need to know their rights as well. They have the same right not to talk to a police officer and the right to refuse a search unless it's a pat down for weapons. The police will usually separate the passengers from each other and ask the questions. To search if their stories match, all passengers should be always given the same answer and say, I'm going to remain silent and am I free to go? Remember, you have to tell the police officer that you don't want to talk to him. It's the law. How long can a police officer keep you pulled over, detained during a traffic stop? The Supreme Court has said no more than 15 minutes is a reasonable amount of time for a police officer to conduct his investigation and allow you to go free. Just keep asking the police officer, am I free to go? A good time to ask, am I free to go, is after the police officer has given you a warning or a ticket, and you have signed it. Once you have signed the ticket, the traffic stop is legally over, says the U.S. Supreme Court. There is no law that requires you to stay or talk to the police officer or answer any questions. After you have signed the ticket and got your license back, you may roll up your window and start your car and leave. If you're outside the car, ask the police officer, am I free to go? If he says yes, then get in your car and leave. Car searches and body search. You know what I'm thinking? I'm sorry. Before I say another word, can anybody understand when I'm talking?
Yeah.
Because, like, when I say car, I know you guys all say it with that, you know.
Hey, that, I catch Bill every once in a while talking like he's from Boston, so don't worry about it.
All right, I'm just making sure. Okay. Car searches and body searches. Remember, the police officer wouldn't be asking you if you didn't need your permission to search. The right to be free from unreasonable searches is one of America's most precious first liberties. Just because you stopped for a traffic violation does not allow a police officer to search your car. However, if you go riding around smoking a blunt and get pulled over, the police officer smells marijuana, sees a weapon or drugs in plain view, he now has probable cause to search your car. And that's your own stupid fault. Police officers swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and not to violate your rights against unreasonable search and seizure. Fourth Amendment. Denying a police officer request to search you or your car is not an admission of guilt. It's your American right. Some police officers might say, if you have nothing to hide, you should allow me to search. Politely say to the police officer, I don't consent to a search, and am I free to go? The police officer is allowed to handcuff you or to detain and even put you in his police car for his safety. Don't resist or you will be arrested. There's a big difference between being detained and being arrested. Say nothing to the police in the car. Police will record your conversation inside the police car. Say nothing to your friend and don't talk to the police officers. If you are arrested and your car is towed, the police are allowed to take an inventory of the items in your car. If anything is found that's legal, the police will get a warrant and then charge you with another crime. Police pat downs. For the safety of police officers, the law allows police to pat down your outer clothing to see if you have any weapons. If the police officer feels something he believes is a weapon, then he can go into your pockets and pull out the item he believes is a weapon. A police officer may ask you or even demand that you empty your pockets, but you have the right to say no, am I free to go? There's no law that requires you to empty your pockets when a police officer asks you. The only time a police officer should be taking your personal property out of your pockets is after you have been arrested. If a police officer knocks at your door at home, you don't have to open the door. If the police knock and ask to enter your home, you don't have to open the door unless they have a warrant signed by a judge. If the police have a warrant, they won't be knocking, they'll be kicking in your door. There is no law that requires you to open your door to a police officer. Don't open your door with a chain lock on either. The police will shove their way in. Simply shout to the police officers, "I have nothing to say," or just don't say anything at all. Guests and roommates staying in your home, apartment, dorm need to be aware of their rights, specifically college students, and told not to open the door to a police officer or invite police officers into your home without your permission. Police officers are like vampires. They need your permission to come into your home. Never invite a police officer into your home. Such an invasion not only gives police officers an opportunity to look around for clues to your lifestyle, habits, friends, reading material, etc., but also tends to prolong the conversation. If you are arrested outside your home, the police officer might ask if you would like to go inside and get your shoes or a shirt. He might even be nice to let you, to tell your wife or a friend goodbye, but it's a trick. Don't let the police officer into your house. Never agree to go to the police station if the police want to question you. Just say, "I have nothing to say." In some emergency situations, for example, when someone is screaming for help from inside your home, police are chasing someone into your home, police see a felony being committed, or if someone has called 911 from inside your house, police officers are then allowed to enter and search your home without a warrant. Children have the right also. If you're under 18, click here. If your children don't know their rights, then go talking to a teacher, school, principal, police officer, or federal agent without an attorney. Could cost your family dearly and change their lives of your family forever. If a police officer stops you on the sidewalk, never give consent to talk to a police officer. If a police officer stops you and asks to speak with you, you're perfectly within your rights to say to the police officer, "I do not wish to speak to you. Goodbye." New law: at this point, you should be free to leave. The next step the police officer might take is to ask you for identification. If you have identification on you, tell the officer where it is and ask permission to reach for it. Some states, you're not required to show ID unless the police officer has reasonable suspicion that you committed a crime. Know your laws of your state. The police officer will start asking you questions again at this point, and you may ask the officer, "Am I free to go?" The police officer may not like this and may challenge you with words like, "If you have nothing to hide, why won't you speak to me?" Just like the first question, if you do not have the answer to this question either, just ask, "Am I free to go?" Police officers need your permission to have a conversation. Never give it to them. There is no law that says you must tell a police officer where you are going or where you have been. So keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Don't answer any questions except your name, address, and age until you have a lawyer. Probable cause. Police officer has no right to detain you unless there exists reasonable suspicion that you committed a crime or traffic violation. However, the police officer is always allowed to initiate a voluntary conversation with you. You always have the right not to talk or answer any questions a police officer asks you. Just tell the police officer you're going to remain silent. Under the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, police may engage in reasonable searches and seizures to prove that a search is reasonable. The police must generally show that it's more likely than not that a crime has occurred, and that if a search is conducted, it is probable that police officer will find evidence of the crime. This is called probable cause. Police may use first-hand information or tips from an informant, a snitch, to justify the need to search property or you. If an informant's information is used, the police must prove that the informant is reliable under the circumstances to the judge. Here's the case when the police officers took the word of a snitch claiming he knew where a drug dealer lived. The police officers took it upon themselves to go to this house that the snitch had picked at random and kicked the door in at 1:30 in the morning without obtaining a search warrant from a judge. The aftermath was 6 police officers fired over 30 shots and shooting an innocent man 9 times in the back as he laid on the ground. Read how police in Texas are allowed to murder innocent people and get away with it. Can you trust the police officer? Are police officers allowed to lie to you? Yes, the Supreme Court has ruled that police officers can lie to the American public. Police officers are trained at lying, twisting words, and to be manipulative. Police officers are, or are the law enforcement agents, are very skilled at getting information from people. So don't try to outsmart the police officer or try being a smooth talker, because you will lose. If you can keep your mouth shut, you just might come out ahead more than you expected. Teach your children that police officers are not always their friend, and police officers must contact a parent for permission before they can ask your child any questions. Remember, police officers are trained to put you at ease and to gain your trust. Their job is to find, arrest, and help convict a suspect. That suspect is you. The federal government created a law that says citizens can't lie to a federal agent, and yet the government can lie to American citizens. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? The best thing you can do is ask for a lawyer and keep your mouth shut. How can you be charged with something if you haven't said anything? Although police officers may seem nice and pretend to be on your side, they are wanting to learn your habits, opinions, and affiliates of other people not suspected of wrongdoing. Don't try to answer a police officer's questions. It can be very dangerous. You can never tell how seemingly harmless bits of information that you give a police officer might be used to misconstrued or hurt you and you or someone else. Keep in mind that lying to a federal agent is also a crime. This is why Martha Stewart went to prison, not for insider trading, but to lying for a federal agent. Police officers may promise shorter sentences and other deals for statements or confessions from you. The police cannot legally make deals with people they arrest, but they can and will lie to you. The only person who can make a deal that can be enforced is the prosecutor, and he should not talk with you without a lawyer present. Hey.
Yes.
How long does this thing go?
Okay. I mean, everybody should have a general idea from there. Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen to this guy right here. This is a few fellas from the... These are retired New York detectives. This guy that's going to speak, his name is Chucky Berkeley. He tells the community, don't talk to the cops during a presentation about how to deal with abusive police practices, and was hosted by Police Reform Organizing Project. These are guys who are retired cops telling you about their own. Let me see this here. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, that one, the California motorcyclist. That AB Bill 34 in progress now, that's correct. Bill and I were going to hit on that Thursday. But thanks for letting people know about that. Basically, it's what it is hold on. It's citing actual evidence that California motorcyclists tend to get pulled over unjustly. Assemblyman Ken Cooley of Rancho Cordova has introduced legislation that would have police officers undergo training, emphasizing that profiling of a motorcycle rider is prohibited. It also, Assembly Bill 334 would also require law enforcement agencies to create policies barring discrimination against riders. I'm hoping we get that worked out here, because basically, Oceanside said they weren't pulling them over again, and we found that out not to be true. Let's see. And when you said, do you understand me, Art said, yeah, we understand Mexicans and Vietnamese, so don't worry, it's so easy. Hold on, here's this guy, Chucky.
If you didn't see the Central Park 5 documentary, go see that. When I saw that, I only had like 4 years on the job at the time, so I was just learning. But what really was heartfelt was when you looked at those young boys, and I know the whole story. When you look at those young boys who was crying and pouring out for help, and they thought they were going to get it from their parents, the parents didn't even know how to protect their kids. When it came to law enforcement. That's why we educate the community on what to do when stopped by the police. We educate parents, because parents don't know, even if you do, which you shouldn't, but if you do give the police department the permission to talk to your loved one, if you do, at time. But you never should give the police department the permission to speak to your loved one if they're arrested. We tell the young folks out there, don't speak to them. I'm going to use part of my time to just give you a simple demonstration of what I teach young kids. When you're walking down the street, you get a call, and the police get a call. If the police stop you in an area, I'm going to give you a Saturday night, whatever area you're at, and the police stop you, do you know why they're stopping you? They're stopping you because you're the only one in that vicinity. So right then and there, you are the perpetrator. You don't know you're the perpetrator because they're not going to tell you you're the perpetrator. What they try to do is stop you by engaging you. How you doing, sir? Or whatever. Sir, did you see a car? Did you hear a gunshot? Did you see somebody run? And what you think is you think, because you're not the perpetrator, right? You tend to think, well, let me help them out or let me defend myself. You don't have to defend yourself. The burden of proof is on them. Keep your damn mouth shut. This is what I tell the young folks, that if that was to happen to you as you're walking, you say, officer, am I under arrest? No, you're not under arrest. Well, then I must be free to leave. And then you start to leave. Let him or her say, no, you can't leave. Well, then, officer, am I under arrest? No, you're not. Well, then I must be free to leave. Well, no, I want to ask you something. Well, officer, am I under arrest? You keep saying that because let me tell you something. If the police had the right to arrest you, do they ever ask you?
No.
They do it. So I teach you just say that. When the officer says, well, listen, you're not under arrest. I just want to know, did you see a car? Did you hear a person scream? Did you hear gunshots? You the officer, am I under arrest? And if they say, well, you know what, you're smart because you know what comes behind that, right? Okay, officer, you're under arrest. Okay, officer, you turn around and you put your hands behind him and say, here, take me, here. But you don't say nothing. Say, 9 times out of 10, they're going to push you away because they're going to say, you know, if they don't have enough, they're going to say, I can't lock this person up. But what you just did is you showed them you're not afraid to get arrested. The other way you handle that situation is you do this. A cop stops you. Excuse me. You live around here. This is what you're doing. You look him or her straight in the eye, and you just do this. Excuse me, did you hear what I said? Do you live around here? Can you tell me your name? It's easy. Just don't say nothing. Now they got a decision to make. Either lock you up, beat you up, or let you go. Now there's going to be some derogatory statements coming behind that. But you know what? I guarantee you that 99% of the time, at the end of that confrontation, you'll be walking like this in a way and on your way. That's what you do. Stop trying to prove to them that you're not the person they're looking for. That's up to them to do. Another thing, know your rights. In this book, it's only about 28 pages. I give you what you should do when you're stopped by the police, what you should do if the police come knocking at your door, what you should do if the police stop you at your car, in your car, what the passengers should do, what to do if you're brought to a police precinct because some people don't know what to expect, what to do after you've been violated by the police, how to fight them back, and get in touch with our organizations, because we will come out and we will help you. I can't go down to CCRB anymore. They don't want me down there. Because when I've escorted people down there, they say, you can't come in. You know why? Because when I went down there with some people that was complaining, they placed semantics with a person's words. And I'm sitting there and I said, listen, if this lady said the officer slapped her, then the officer slapped her. You don't have to say to her, well, did the officer inadvertently put his hand up? What are you talking? She's a grown woman. She knows if she's been slapped, just like grown men. They know if they've been hit or violated. You know, stop making excuses for the police officer. Well, they told me you can't come down here anymore. You know, it's all right. It's okay, because if I can educate enough and you can stand and use that backbone in your spine and stand up for what's right, you'll be okay, because when you leave there, you got us. You got us, and you're going to have your community behind you if they just would stop being scared. We, as a people, need to stop being afraid.
Can't say any better than that.
No, that's the truth.
I'm trying to get that guy to come on. I sent him a couple of messages already. he sent one back saying that when he's got to check his schedule and get involved, but he'll get back to me. So other than that, I mean, can't wait to, you know, like Art said, it's strange to hear one of their own saying this. Must be bad for this to happen. Every day, Art, it happens every day. Oceanside is doing an investigation on their own guys from stealing from each other. What the fuck does that tell you? How could you steal a guy's shirt out of his locker and then wear the fucking thing the next day?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But I don't know. Somebody sent me something, but it's from December, and it's U.S. forces engaged ISIS and inflicted heavy casualties. I'm trying to find out if there's an updated article on that.
Okay.
But so far, I can't see any. Let me see. Yeah, no, I can't find it, but let's see. Here we go. We're gonna go off here in a little bit. I'm gonna end it at seven tonight because
okay,
a long day tomorrow. But yeah, you'd be surprised what the government's doing on some stuff. Let me see here real quick. Yeah, it's trying to. It's better when Bill's here, but let me see something here real quick. Hey, 202, you know you're coming in as a scammer. Are you there? Hello, 202, 286. Did you want to talk or just listen?
I guess they want to be silent.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's just a lot of crazy shit going on here. And I haven't seen anything yet.
That's strange.
Yeah, it's, usually there's a bunch of articles about that, but I can't find any right now. That's what drives me nuts when I get these things and then you go and you got 60 different links and you click on one of the links and somebody's trying to sell you a Viagra or a box of condoms.
Right.
Shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, hang on. Let me see. I got that. Yeah, I'm gonna let Whitey Ford take us out with Everlast, with What It's Like. So, Bill will be here Thursday. I invite everybody to come back. Art, if you got a chance to be around Thursday to you want to talk about that AB 34, I'm going to try and get a hold of Robert and a couple other people that are involved in that and see if we can't bring them on. Bill and I have been working with the guys from Bait up in Grass Valley and a few other guys down here. We had a guy on last week. He's supposed to come on, not this week, but next week with the guys from Grass Valley. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going to let these guys take us out right now. I want to say goodnight, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night.
Locked in for the
Good night, everybody.